Thursday morning, where the weather is a bit of a mixed bag in the province. We're hearing about sunshine in some nooks and crannies. Use Belton Johnson's term. We're seeing cloud cover, rain, and snow in some areas as well. So Travis from Yorkton just got a text from him saying wet flurries in the Kelleher area. Snow is sticking to the highways. So please remember to take the rust off your winter driving skills. It's time to put them to use again. That's a great text and a great warning here on a day where we are seeing it's worth checking the highway hotline if you're heading out. We don't have any highways closed down. We are seeing, though, that the snow is sticking in parts of the province. Visibility in some corners of the province, not the best with blowing snow. So again, a reminder to flip your lights on and make sure you've got them on as you're on the highways as well. Well, we have been, of course, since Tuesday and the release of the federal budget, we've looking at it from a variety of different angles, and we've brought on a number of different guests. I have asked a number of guests, especially our economists that we had on, how important is it when you have a federal budget handed down, like the one we saw this week, that the other levels of government are invested and moving in the same direction? Because a lot of the things that are being proposed, whether it's infrastructure, housing, you name it, even some of the programming things, rely on the province's cooperation, rely on municipalities being a part of it as well. We had Premier Scott Moe on this morning just after 8:30, and the Premier talked about, you know, his view of the budget and some of the things that it will hopefully do in advance for the province of Saskatchewan. I'm curious to know from the municipality level as well. And so we always have a regular check-in with the mayors from the two big cities in the province. We have Mayor Cynthia Block on the program from Saskatoon, and she will join us next week for our check-in. This week, though, we are connecting with Regina's Mayor, Chad Bashinsky, who joins me from his office in Regina by phone this morning. Mayor Bashinsky, thank you so much for taking the call.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I'm sure you've flipped through and read in deep detail the entire 500 pages of that federal doc. So, you know, just maybe a quick blush, what your thoughts were on the budget. What caught your eye as mayor of Regina?
Sure. Yeah, not through all the pages yet. It's a pretty deep read. But at first glance, I will say, you know, the first thing that obviously caught my eye was the over $50 billion in infrastructure money. You know, I was in Ottawa recently with the province and a number of my municipal colleagues, and we were there advocating for infrastructure funding. And through those conversations, I think we really highlighted the need and the willingness of the municipalities and province to come together to make up two-thirds of the funding ask for over 1,400 projects throughout the province. So right here in Regina, what we're going to be doing now is looking at what do those dollars mean, what are the strings, if any, attached to those dollars, where can we apply them to projects that we have in the city here.
So, I mean, maybe that's the question that I think you're asking as well, but do we have any idea how we can access those funds?
That is the work we need to do. We need to figure out what is the application process. Is it similar to other programs in the past? What kind of data will the federal government need in order to distribute those funds? What kind of proportions are we looking at? What kind of role does the province play in terms of approving or not approving? If there's a joint approval process through the province stream as well. So a lot of work to do in the coming days and weeks to figure out how we can access and what we can access. But at the end of the day, it's a great step to have, knowing that there is a bucket of money there from the federal government. That's a good step rather than the alternatives.
We're chatting today with Chad Bashinsky, the mayor of Regina. So when we think about $50 billion in infrastructure money available throughout Canada, each community is going to have its own idea of where that could go, how it could help. Do you have thoughts on what it could be used for in Regina?
Yeah, I do for sure. And I think it's been pretty clear that for us, you know, one good example is the service land available in our communities. You know, our water, our wastewater, those are core infrastructure and needs in our community to make sure that that's not a barrier to growth and development in our community. Now the funding amount itself, it's likely not enough to help us play that catch up. I mean, in our community alone, we're $750 million of a deficit in our infrastructure just in Regina. And, you know, you multiply that across every community across the country, you know, $50 billion, that gets chewed up pretty quick. So, you know, but we're gonna try and prioritize on our end based on the structure of this funding and figure out the best place to apply it to continue that growth and, like I said, remove that infrastructure barrier.
By the way, when we have the mayors on, we always invite you. If you've got a question, shoot us a text at 1-877-332-8255. Today, our chat is with the mayor of Regina, Chad Bieszynski. What about home buying and home building? That was prominent in the budget as well. By the way, is the Housing Accelerator Fund still a thing? Was that addressed in this budget at all?
It is still a thing. It's more, again, a lot of the shift has been to the Build Canada Homes initiative and the program through the federal government. We still have, like, the Housing Accelerator Fund program is still ongoing. You know, we just leveraged some of that money to bolster up and approve a land trust program here in Regina in order to reinvigorate some of the North Central and Heritage community spaces there. A lot of the focus from the federal government is around their Build Canada Homes program for finding ways to quickly build affordable and deeply affordable homes in communities. So, again, it's something we need to understand. What is that comparison between previous programs and how does it really leverage into the needs of our community? We've had a recent growth report that indicated different housing types and different housing needs in our community. And so, you know, I would expect, you know, our administration will be using that as a way to try and prioritize how we would look at that housing funding from the federal government and how that would also apply to our community.
The number of texts that we get unsolicited, usually on a regular basis, about various different things in each of our two big cities causes me to jot down some notes from day to day and make a list. And so, Mayor, one of the things that I've seen is a couple of texts concerning buses. And this isn't from people riding buses in Regina, but with the work that's going on, the construction on 11th Avenue, there's been a need to move buses off 11th. And I believe, are we using Victoria Avenue and Saskatchewan Drive? The questions usually are around slowed down traffic, don't have dedicated bus lanes. Can you give me some ideas of short-term and long-term plans when it comes to buses?
Yeah, and I think this was pretty new messaging, but we are going to stick to Victoria Avenue and 12th Avenue for the bus routes, just for consistency for likely the next season, just to kind of keep the consistency going from where it's been as we've been going through the 11th Avenue construction, knowing that we have another year to just finish off that last portion of 11th Avenue next summer on that west portion there. So that is the plan. Obviously, we will be monitoring both the effectiveness of the transit and the traffic implications going forward. And I expect some of that to improve just with the opening of 11th Avenue early next week as well. So, you know, a reminder that we will have more traffic flow available to downtown traffic early next week.
So 11th Avenue opening in the next week or so. What about Dewdney?
Yeah, Dewdney is it's going to be likely kind of mid to end of November. There's a little bit of work around the rail to be completed and that, but we're also quite close on that. So early next week for 11th Avenue and a week or so, a couple weeks for Dewdney, and those will both be open.
Chatting today with Mayor Chad Bieszynski, the mayor of Regina. We'll take a break. But as I said, the availability for you to shoot a text in at 1-877-332-8255 if you have a question for the mayor. Happy to try and get that on for you as well. He'll be back with us here till 10:30 this morning on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. I can feel Well, good morning and welcome to the program. Welcome back to our conversation that we are having with the Regina Mayor, Chad Baczynski, who is joining us from his office in Regina. Mayor, we're happy to have you on the program. There are always questions that come in while we've got you here, and I noticed one on the text line from Hayden in Regina. Mayor, I'm wondering if I can throw this to you. He said, I would like to ask the mayor why, if the city is looking at increasing property taxes, we have decided to spend $1 million to renovate parks.
Sure, I can answer that for sure. So that decision to spend the money hasn't been made yet. So the decision was, it was brought forward to bring it as a consideration, so as a line item to consider at budget time. But absolutely hear the question and the concern loud and clear. Those are exactly the decisions that we need to make in December when we go through our budget deliberations. And those are the tough decisions we have to make, to say some things that we want to do may not be appropriate now, because you know we are facing some budgetary challenges. So no decision has been made to officially spend that money or other potential asks, because those deliberations will happen in December when we make an actual final decision on what we will and won't spend on.
Mayor Chad Baczynski is my guest. What are your budget dates this year?
Those are later in December. I believe it's the week of the 14th.
Okay. Sounds good.
So December 15th to the 19th.
All right. I've got another text on the line here from Dale wanting to talk about infills in the city. So Dale's, it's a fairly long text, but I'm going to summarize it. Essentially what he's saying is he loves to see the growth that's happening in Regina. He drives around the outskirts and some of the communities towards the outside of the city, and he almost can't believe how much the city has grown. But it seems as if there are pockets in the center of the city that are anything but growing. And he's wondering what work the city is doing and has done, what bylaws you're putting in place, what incentives essentially for people to build new homes in older areas inside the core of the city.
Yeah, that is a great question. And absolutely, we are doing actually quite a bit of work to encourage infill development. The Housing Accelerator Fund has been used to help incentivize. And then we've also been approving a lot of zoning as well. So we have an underutilized land strategy that helps us with some short-term and long-term actions. And we do have an intensification goal of 30% as well. And that does include those infills. So the great part about the infills is that we're using existing infrastructure. So we're trying to find ways to encourage and incentivize that infill. And to be honest, we're starting to see the momentum turn. We're seeing more infill development happen. I know there's, I've seen lots that have been vacant for some time that are starting to see development on them. So, and we're actually seeing, for example, we're seeing some older buildings being torn down in respect for building something new. We just have an expression of interest going out for the old GM building, because we see more interest in revitalizing and reactivating existing infrastructure. So overall, we've got, and it's great. Greenfield development is important, but we know there's importance in developing those vacant lots, those properties that are inside the city, as well as underutilized buildings as well. So it's a strategy overall that we're looking at, because we know we have different housing needs and needs in our community, and it is important to us. So we do have some mechanisms there, and I think we're going to start to see that accelerate here in the short term.
You know, you mentioned that General Motors building, which is on the 1200 block of Winnipeg Street there. That's quite a facility. It's almost 100 years old. What is it, 300,000 square feet? Are you optimistic you're going to find someone willing to take that project on?
Me as a eternal optimist, I am optimistic as to see something come forward. So, and I think that's part of this is when we put that forward, to make it available for private developers to come forward with different ideas. That's the exciting part for me. We get to see different options or different opportunities that building could host. And, again, it's the continuation of that momentum where when we hear in the public that there's, maybe some interest growing, it's the right time to put these things out there.
So a few more texts coming in. There's a couple of police-related texts, a couple asking about whether or not you've started the process yet to replace the chief. I know we obviously spent some time last week, and you joined us graciously the morning after the announcement that the chief had been fired. Farouk Sheikh had been removed from his position as a result of that investigation. Has the process started yet to fill that spot?
No, not yet. We haven't met as a board. We have to, obviously, we have to get everybody together, you know, and so just getting schedules aligned, but we're trying to do that as quickly as we can. But we haven't started the process yet, but that will be the first item to make sure we come up with a plan.
Often the police budget is the subject of criticism. Many people feeling like it's out of control, it's too high. I got a text here from Eli asking that question. What are your thoughts on the police budget relative to the overall city budget?
Well, I can tell you our police budget, our Regina police budget, is as a proportion of our municipal budget, is actually lower than other municipalities, including Saskatoon, for comparison. So we are, you know, and again, that's not the only indicator. Really, we're looking at, you know, need, call for service, you know, needs in the community, looking at statistics of what kind of calls and the appropriate response and the response time. So there's a number of factors that come into play to make sure that our police service is delivering the service that our residents expect. And that's really the measure for our police service. So, you know, again, we obviously will compare just as a general comparison for budgets, but that's not the only measure to measure how a budget affects the service that we deliver to our residents.
We have about a minute and a half left with Mayor Chad Baczynski, the mayor of Regina, and I have to say, it seems like there's been a lot of positive things announced recently. The Foo Fighter announcement from a couple of weeks ago. Then we hear the Grey Cup announcement. Of course, big game this weekend. Is this a sign of hope for the future? I mean, these are sporting events. They're community events, but they also are nice to have something positive to talk about.
Absolutely. I 100% believe this is a positive momentum turn for Regina. You know, we've heard, and I've heard living here, growing up here, we're looking for more stadium events. That's happening. You know, we're bringing the Grey Cup back to Regina at the best stadium in the country. You know, we announced Frost last week, where, you know, we have it over three weekends now, and we're going to have events across the city, whether it's down Dewdney Avenue at the Hop Circuit, whether it's skating at Vic Park, or some of the new events, Olympic-style events on the concourse of Mosaic Stadium, or sliding down from Pill Country down onto the field. I 100% agree. I think there is amazing positive momentum in our community, and I'm looking forward to what comes next.
And big game this weekend. Any predictions? I know I heard you say this morning on the morning show you will be at the Riders game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I better stick to my prediction. I think it was 21-14 Riders that I gave Greg, so I'll give you the same.
Okay, sounds good. Mayor Baczynski, always appreciate having you on the program. Thanks for carving out some time today.
Awesome. Thanks, Evan.